So, Amsterdam's Hans Brinker Budget Hostel has all the charm. Well, you know, remember Hans Brinker and the Silver Skates? That's a Dutch thing, and so it's there. They've got this hotel.
A hostel named after him.
Yep, they're in Amsterdam.
I thought that was the guy's name.
Oh, yeah. Budget Hostel? Yeah. That'd be Hans Brinker. Anyway, it has all the charm of a jail. It also boasts a thin mattress, a shoddy paint job, metal lockers, and rooms without views. Unlike jail, the 127-room hostel has been charging people to endure these facilities for 40 years. In fairness, young travelers get plenty of warning. Kat, do you have a hostel story you can tell us that's really grungy?
No, the only hostel I've ever been in was in my dreams, and we had talked about that earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Okay, so but you haven't ever done the real deal. Okay. A lengthy disclaimer on the website reads, quote, "Those wishing to stay do so at their own risk and will not hold the hotel liable for food poisoning, mental breakdowns, terminal illness, lost limbs, radiation poisoning, certain diseases associated with the 18th century, plague, etc." End quote. One of its advertisement slogans
is... Is that a joke?
No! One of their advertising slogans is, "It can't get any worse, but we'll do our best." End quote.
Oh my gosh.
The managers of the Hans Brinker Budget Hostel say that the customers love the humor and sarcasm. But again, it sounds like a pretty ratty place to be staying. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But
when you're 20, that's funny.
And again, I guess you have to give these people some props for that. They really don't have to aspire to some sort of a higher level because, again, it's a bunch of kids.
If there's not a drunk in the alley, I'm not interested.
Well, there may well be. I'm not sure.
There's no place like home.
Exactly. Yeah, click your tennies together and keep. Kat, did you see Kat choose yesterday, Kevin?
Her cons? Yes, I did.
What about my shoes, Scott?
She was wearing zebra-striped shoes yesterday, folks. Just saying. Okay? Just zebra-striped tennies.
It happens.
Are we going to have to do that? We're going to put that up on Facebook, Cat's Shoes for the Day?
When when you're an awkward little person and you have very tiny feet, you can wear children's shoes.
Oh,
it's a lot
okay.
Of fun.
Do you have little bitty feet? Okay, so that's...
They're disproportionately sized for my body.
But the thing is, though, you can buy those kind of just weird-looking shoes now. I mean, right, like electric yellow and electric orange and things like that. Those are so popular right now, right?
Now, so you insult me, and now you're insulting Kevin.
Yeah, no.
How about you, Mr. Scott?
No, I wear pretty much loafers almost all the time. So, you know, unless I'm...
See, who else wears loafers?
To work, that's all. But, no, when I'm not, then, yeah, I have any number of unusual footwears. But still, nonetheless, just saying, yesterday was very, very interesting. And I didn't want to comment, you know, to you personally, I thought I'd just go ahead and go on the radio.
Yeah, do it right here in front of God and everybody.
So yeah, that's right. Well, that way, when people meet you for the first time, they'll say hi and they'll immediately look at your feet. So, you know.
Oh, now I'm going to be insecure and have like a
no reason to do that.
Draw attention to her freakishly small feet.
It will be part of your charm. It'll be part of your charm. So, speaking of little bitty things, Honda's got a tiny car called the Micro Commuter. Have you seen this thing? It might be the size of like a golf cart.
It's smaller than like a smart car?
Yes. The buzzworthy word about the Micro Commuter is its body. You can swap it out. You can actually change the body of the car by lifting it off and placing a new one.
I think I have seen one of those. It's kind of like if you had a motorcycle, but even not even as big as a big motorcycle.
Well, you're going to need
have car walls and a car. You know what I mean?
You're going to need a buddy to help you with this, right? I mean, you can't just lift the body off yourself.
You have to get in and out with a can opener.
Yeah, something. It has to be attached some way to the frame of the car, but nonetheless, so there you go. Hey, if you'd like to be Barack Hussein Obama's neighbor, you could do that. You could be his next-door neighbor for only $899,000.
So he got into office and then they moved out?
Yeah, no. He's got they've got this empty double lot next to the Obama's Chicago home that's going up for sale.
The lot.
That's right. Yep. The real estate agent gave the Obamas the first dibs on the thing and they went, not so much. So the current owners purchased the lot back in 2008. They paid $675,000 for it. They want $899,000, so they want to make about $120,000 off of this. 2 years ago, the house next to the Obama home, the house on that side, sold for $1.4 million.
So, wow.
You know, so if you, you know, if you want to be in the neighborhood, you could probably do that if you wanted to.
The Simpsons.
While it's probably a long shot, a four-minute Simpsons short is currently included in a list of 10 animated shorts that are eligible for an Oscar this year.
Wow!
Maggie Simpson in The Longest Daycare was shown before Ice Age, the Continental Drift, this past summer, and it featured a fierce battle between the youngest Simpson and Baby Gerald. Written by James L. Brooks and Matt Groening, The Longest Daycare's possible nod could be sweet, sweet payback for the Simpsons movie, which, yeah, didn't make it at all. That was back in 2008. So.
It was awful.
I didn't see it.
I think I saw a small portion of it. I know The Simpsons is very, very popular. I understand exactly what they do. I just don't enjoy it that much. I don't know.
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, on the other hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Outstanding.
Are you serious?
Oh, Ren and Stimpy was just awesome. Yeah,
you
there's
stupid
no doubt.
Idiot.
Yeah.
See, I only saw one episode that scarred me for life
Did
as
it?
A child.
Really?
We were in a hotel room, and it was an episode where they go to some dog show.
Yeah.
And somebody's chewing up a poodle or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just was gross.
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, comparing The Simpsons
what?
To Ren and Stimpy
no.
like comparing the current A&M football team to Baylor.
Yeah.
That's simply
oh,
ridiculous.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now,
I need to
boy,
play a
Chip.
Commercial.
I'm not
And by the way, The Simpsons movie was outstanding.
Oh, it was
Evan.
Awful.
Now,
outstanding.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying... I don't necessarily like The Simpsons, and I did like Ren and Stimpy. I'm not comparing them. The Simpsons is unique. There is no doubt.
You know, there's just no accounting for taste.
Thank you. All right.
Hang up on him, Scott.
Clip Howard.
Hang up on him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Mean
would,
old Chip Howard
would,
from the sports
Well, no,
station.
he would race to the defense of The Simpsons. I mean, he just
And
he
to
just
the
does.
Insult of the Bears. I think
well,
we're missing the more important
yeah, but that was
part
funny.
Here.
That was funny.
No, that part we were okay with. We were on board with that one. It's just that other thing. But, you know, nonetheless. But
Man.
I'm sorry that he thought that I was casting aspersions at The Simpsons, unlike the Baylor football team.
You know, Michelle, your husband always looks so well-groomed. Where does he get his haircut?
Thank you. He goes to Sonny's, of course. He's been going to Sonny's for years, and he always looks great because the pros at Sonny's know exactly what he wants.
That's right. Now's the time for your new beginning. Let the pros at Sonny's Barbershop make you look great so she can say, well, Sonny's, of course. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from the Tejas Center.
I'm Coach Harm Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so commuting to work. A lot of people have a problem with
oh,
that. We
yes.
don't.
It's
because
I do.
Why would you, at the time that you come to work,
just
why would that be a problem?
Because it's the time I come to work.
Yeah, there's a snarl there on six between Navasota and here,
right,
boy.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I am just not feeling the love this morning.
Well, I mean, is there a big traffic problem between there and here at whatever time you get here?
Keep it up, gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Santa Claus is watching you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he really is.
You're
going to
get coal in your stocking.
Really? A Chinese businessman has found the perfect way to beat his traffic jams. Instead of spending 3 hours a day commuting, Zeng Brown learned to parasail. Chinese flight regulations allow powered paragliders as long as the pilots don't fly over military air bases. This sounds very, very dangerous as time goes on.
I'd be all over that like cheap on Kmart, man. If I lived a long way off, I'd do it.
I used to waste lots of time in traffic jams in my commute every day. Now I can drift above it all and get to work in just a few minutes. He adds that he likes to fly low so he can see the frustration on the other driver's face.
What a sicko.
Just shaking their fist, rolling their window down. But again, I don't know what the weather's like, okay? My thought is that,
why does he have to live 3 hours from his job? Well, get a new job or something.
That could also have, well, okay, it's China. Not necessarily knowing what he does for a living. I don't know that you have, I've heard tell you don't have the freedoms over there you have here. I don't know. It's just a rumor. Haven't been there. But between that and the infrastructure, I mean, the number of people who drive cars in China now compared to 10 years ago is just, it has been a geometric expansion. And so as a result, they got no way to be able to put all those people on the road who want to get from place one to place two. And again, probably mass transit is just as bad. So the fact that he knows how to do that. And where do you land, though? See, I mean, we don't have the whole story. Not sure how he does that. And again,
if it's a paraglider, it's almost like a parachute, and you can almost land vertically.
Okay. But the other idea is, you know, sometimes it's not going to be sunny and 60 out there,
wow,
too. The media's love affair with the iPhone may lead you to believe that Apple, in fact, leads the market in smartphones, but you'd be way, way off. In fact, according to the LA Times, nearly 3 out of 4 smartphones in the world are running Google's Android operating system. I would be one of those. A report shows that Android makes up 72.4% of the market for smartphone operating systems. Yet the other night when we were doing election returns and I needed to get something downloaded onto my phone, I actually had to go with, well, somebody did. I didn't have time. Somebody actually went and found a young person.
Yeah, no, you sent me. You said, you're pretty. Go and ask some people.
I did. I did. I said, would you please go do that? And you found some guy.
Found a young man who came to your assistance.
Exactly. Immediately ready to help. And so there you go. Had I gone over there, wouldn't have been the same story. So see, it worked out well. Apple's share is only 13.9%. Analysts suggest that may be because users around the world have held off on buying the new phone until the iPhone 5 arrives in other countries. Researchers expect Apple to have a strong fourth quarter and regain their market share. Unless they don't. 72% is a pretty big market share right there.
Yeah.
I would call that coverable. Facebook has finally added a share button to its mobile website. Long been a complaint of mobile users not being able to share their friends' posts with a simple click. All that changed when Facebook added the share button to its news feed. Was that yesterday they did that?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. According to the Venture Beat, right now the share button is only available on, or was only available on m.facebook.com. But there you go. It's there. You can do that now and share with a friend. Okay, now get this. Runners at a 10K race in Newcastle, England, went completely off course after getting distracted by a passing cyclist. We're saying 530 athletes, they were competing in the Heat and Harriers Memorial Race, but a guy rides by on his bicycle. He is wearing a fluorescent yellow shirt. Runners spontaneously started following him. Once officials realized what was going on, they stopped the race and had it started over again from the beginning. Apparently, some of the runners at the front believed this guy was a race official and had been sent to lead them to the finish line.
Well, at that point, they just become lemmings following the
exactly,
person in front of
them. Exactly, just this gigantic, they see this guy and they just assume that he is, because he's wearing a bright yellow shirt, so started it over again. Once again, if you know where you're going, and maybe they didn't have GPS in their tennies, so that's why.
If you're dealing with too much credit card debt, let me tell you about Family Financial Education Foundation. For years, this nonprofit credit counseling agency has helped thousands of people get out of debt. If you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, they can help you. There are no huge upfront fees. In fact, their modest fees are regulated by law. And as a nonprofit organization, they're here to help you, not gouge you. What can they do? They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and put you on a plan to pay off your debt fast. And if you're getting collection calls, they can stop them. Look, one of the toughest parts about being deep in debt is that feeling of despair, of not knowing where to begin. Begin now by calling 888-789-4173. No pressure, just friendly, knowledgeable advice. Call the people at Family Financial Education Foundation, 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
Dad, Meatballs is a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Get a new Ram Crew Cab from Team Dodge for $7,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Heavy Duty for $10,000 off. Plus, we have 0% interest available. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
Honey, can you pass the peas?
How many peas are you looking to get?
Never mind, just pass me the carrots.
What can I do to get you into these peas?
Quit trying to sell me the peas.
Hey, test drive a pea and I'll throw in a pork chop.
If you're a car salesman, we have good news. The economy is on the upturn. Check out AggielandHelpWanted.com. We have hundreds of local jobs, including jobs for car salesmen.
How about undercoating? I can throw in a butter sauce. There's no better time to eat peas than right now.
It's a deal. I'll take the peas.
Post your resume in minutes for free. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So when you're driving, making a left-hand turn is one of the most dangerous maneuvers you can make because...
Because what?
Well, you're often turning in front of oncoming traffic. Left-hand turns are so dangerous that statistically you lengthen your life if you reduce the number of left-hand turns that you make.
Wow.
Yep. So much safer to make a series of right-hand turns to get to where you're going than it is to make that left-hand turn, particularly if there's a lot of traffic. In fact, UPS maps out truck delivery routes.
Yep.
To avoid left-hand
really?
Turns,
yep,
yes, they
whenever
do.
Possible.
Well, yep. I'll tell you what, I think red on red is pretty much the coolest traffic law ever devised.
Red on red is awesome. That's when you hate you pull up behind somebody from Connecticut and you know that they're not going to do that, you know, so you get ready to lay on the horn.
Weirdos.
And, yeah, yeah. Again, they talk funny, too. But, yeah, they do. UPS maps the trucks out so that if at all possible, they don't have to make any left turns. So, messy people should be neater. Okay? That's pretty well accepted.
Sure.
But you seldom hear the call for neat people to be a little messier.
Oh, well, I do that all the time.
In what area of your life are you talking about exactly?
Well, see, here's the deal. This is what research has found. Neat people tend to be more judgmental. They not only want their lives to be neat, they want the sloppy people to be neater. But sloppy people don't demand that neat people get sloppy.
That's true.
Neat people spend a big portion of their day working on that neatness when they could be spending more time on tasks of the day if they just were a little more sloppy. Neat people like to categorize everything, but life is not always easy to categorize. Life can be unorganized. It
really?
Can be ambiguous. Yes.
I did that to people on purpose.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, yeah, I used to rearrange desks.
There Wait, was, you were a neat person?
No, there was somebody that was particularly OCD.
Ah.
So they see, I would go rearrange everything on their desk.
Neatness and messiness
are
personality traits that are hard to change. The fact is that messy people will always tend to be messy. Trying to get them to be neater causes tension and frustration and is typical as a waste of time.
Well,
just saying.
I don't know. I know that there were times in my life I was way more messy. If it's a huge mess, generally that reflects the state of my brain.
Okay.
If I'm upset, then it'll be either total huge mess if I'm upset over a long period of time or I just don't feel like cleaning up.
Right.
Or if I become just kind of psychotically upset, then I'll clean everything just like, oh, my gosh, I've got to clean it all.
Hello.
Yes, on the other hand. Messy people can never find anything and therefore have to have neat people finding their keys for them.
Wow.
yeah.
I knew I shouldn't have gone there. I knew I shouldn't have gone there.
Do we know that person?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Is that married to any of us on the show?
I think it probably would be. Hey, you can drive. We're changing the subject. you really like that. Yeah, great. Yeah. You can drastically change your looks in less than a minute just by
having smiling? Your wife call and turning red.
Yeah, right. All that. Yeah. No, changing the part in your hair.
Thanks a lot.
A lot. Aww. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right, Kevin. You don't have to listen. Sorry.
He does have hair.
He doesn't have to worry about parting.
Yeah, you can't part it.
Yeah. That'd be the comb over from, that'd be like Moses parting the sea to get
pretty
over
much.
There. Yeah. Anyway, according to a stylist named Jeffrey Mayo, a lot of us are taking that part for granted and doing it all wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he says. He says, to find your perfect part, you'll need a piece of paper.
Ow.
Standing in front of the mirror, cover half your face with the paper, take a good look, and then switch to the other side. Determine which side of your face is your strong side. That's the side with the higher features. The side you part should be on that side. Now it's time to professionally part your hair. Start your part in the front. God, I'm telling people how to part their hair. Oh, my God.
This is riveting.
Yeah, start your part in the front.
Where were the dating tips you were going to talk about?
Oh, I got those. We can save those, though. I mean, yeah.
We'll save them for tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. That's for sure. Anyway, and then you end up back at your crown. So that's how you part your hair. Perfect for radio. Perfect for radio. I hope you don't have a piece of paper in front of your face as you're driving down the road.
Maybe we can do some percentages later.
We will. Yep, we do. That is magic. Yep. On this date in 1492, history's first written reference to a new discovery, Columbus made notes in his journal about the use of tobacco.
See, well, looky there.
Maybe that's the reason that we have the Great American Smokeout today.
Entirely possible.
If you happen to know somebody who smokes, if you want to remind them, that's